All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Amy.
Hey, how are you?
What's up,
Hi.
Amy? How can we help you?
So, I've been dating this guy, or so I thought I was dating this guy, for a while. We started kind of video chatting and hanging out during the whole virus situation, and we just were chatting and, like, really vibing a lot. I thought everything was going great, and now that we're able to see each other in person, things have slowed down a bit. I don't really know what's going on.
Okay, so
maybe you can help me.
Okay, well, did you end up seeing him? Like, what happened the last time you guys hung out?
We hung out a few times. Things were great. And then the last time I saw him, he completely just was acting a little weird. And next thing I know, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Do you think you might have possibly accidentally said or done something that turned him off?
I don't think so. I mean, I think everything was the same from, like, when, you know, we had, like, such a great vibe when we're talking on the phone, and, you know, I saw him twice, and now things are just really f***ed up. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. This girl, she could finally go outside and hang out after all that quarantine, and she goes right into this relationship mess.
Gone.
So we'll try and give him a call for you next, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, second date update on time.
Now back to the second date update on the
10. With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Amy. She's a little sad. Little sad.
She sounds like so depressed.
Yeah, so she said she was talking to Brent.
She admitted it.
She was talking to Brent a lot during quarantine and stuff. Then when it ended, they went out a couple times, and then he just kind of started. Well, you said he was acting weird the last time you guys hung out, right?
Yeah, like the last time is just kind of like not our regular vibe at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to make this happen because Amy.
I know. We need to cheer Amy up.
Yeah, Amy does not sound happy right now. So, Amy, stay quiet. We're going to call Brent right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Brent?
Yeah, this is Brent.
All right, we found Brent. Okay, so Brent, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. Can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's a good reason.
I guess so.
Okay, I'll make it very quick. We got a phone call from a lady who has she has feelings towards you. You know who this lady is, and I'm going to tell you her name, but she would love to be able to go on a date with you so you guys could get to know each other better, because according to her, you have, she feels as if you have a connection. She feels as if your feelings match her feelings. So if you say yes, we'll pay for whatever place you'd like to go for a date whenever you're free. We'll take care of everything. You can eat and drink as much as possible. And worst case scenario,
it's a lot.
Lots of process. Slow down.
Yeah. Okay, how about this? I'll just tell you her name, and you let us know if you'd like to see her.
Okay.
Okay? Her name is Amy, and you already went out with her.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you know who I'm talking about.
Well, so, like, probably not is my answer, I guess. Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, hold on. You said probably not. That's not a definite no. Could you explain to us? Amy said that, you know, from what she told us, she said the last time you guys went out that you were acting a little different than normal, you know, as far as when you guys go out.
I think we just have different things going on, like vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different ideas of, like, I don't know, lifestyle. So we're just not in sync, I don't think.
Could you be just a little more specific, just so we can call her back and let her know, you know, why you're not into her, so she could...
You should just tell her that we have different lifestyles than her, but if you want to know, there's like being in a hippie, you know, like a person who doesn't wash that much and doesn't take care of things because they're organic, and then there's like an Amy level.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole place smells like shit. She's got no TV, no electricity. She's got this like bohemian idea after COVID. Now she's minimalized things.
Yeah.
But she's like a little pig. Hold on a second. Are you kidding me?
Wait, hold up. Brent, Amy's on the phone and she's listening
what
to everything.
Amy's on the phone. Are you kidding me with this? With her on the phone?
I didn't think you were going to talk shit. So, Amy, is what he's saying true?
Not at all. You know, after this whole, like, corona thing, I figured it out. You don't need to shower more than once, twice a week. You don't need more than one pair of underwear. You don't need to wash.
Oh. I mean...
You just need to be, you know, true
what?
To yourself. I figured it all out. I know exactly what I need to do.
You figured it out, like,
get on board
figured it out.
Day.
You guys remember Charlie Brown, the cartoon strip?
Yes, yes.
Pigpen,
yes. Remember Pigpen with the cloud of dirt and filth that follows him around everywhere? Pigpen with long hair. That's
okay. Amy, I'm going to, I like to get into people's heads, and I think I understand what you're saying. And if you're going to be alone with nobody around you, you're right. You don't have to shower that often or wash clothes or be as clean. But once you're back out around other people, you probably should be a little bit more, a little better with the personal maintenance.
I'm feeling comfortable about my decision. I don't really give a shit what anyone else thinks. Just let it be. Let me be who I am. Don't judge me.
Okay. Well, you guys called me, man. Like, tell you.
So, Brent, would you like to see her again? You know, if you guys could discuss
absolutely. This. Absolutely. I would love to strike up a romantic endeavor with Amy again. No.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2 8-1-3-3-2.